come back in.
Molly Parks and Brianna Tagobon, who intentionally tipped their kayak in Blind Slough, were among the 20 or so people who attended the rainy celebrations. The pair also jumped off the Slough Bridge while a small fan club cheered them on. The Petersburg Ranger District organized various activities, including kayaking trips around the slough with Tongass Kayaking Adventures, Andrew Beckler.
We saw two deer out there, a lot of ducks with their babies, and some beaver dams.
Local photographer Oren Pearson also gave photography lessons.
We were doing a long exposure, so we got cool, like, water rolling over logs and stuff. Looked nice.
There were other activities, including junior ranger games, leave no trace demonstrations, painting and archery classes, and guided hikes around the Three Lakes Loop. District Ranger Chris Savage said the turnout was pretty good, given the weather.
I think we were pretty close to having at least one person for every activity.
Others opted to stay under the picnic shelter.
Hi, I'm Jim, and I'm doubling up on hot dogs here.
I've already had one with a bun. This is without a bun. Okay.
The picnic area was closed for a year and a half during renovations, which were estimated to cost $900,000. The new facility includes three picnic pavilions built with locally milled Alaskan yellow cedar, two paved parking lots, and two fishing piers. Newly built walkways connect the recreation area and make it wheelchair accessible. District Ranger Chris Savage said the recreation site was originally developed in the 80s with federal money connected to the construction of the Tai'i Lake Hydro Plant,
so,
south of Wrangell.
30 years later, we were fortunate to have something like this constructed and built for everyone here in the city of Petersburg and the visitors of Petersburg. And so with this new facility, we're hoping for at least another 30 years.
The day ended with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Savage thanked the Petersburg Centennial Committee, the Petersburg Indian Association, and Tongass Kayak Adventures. He also recognized the Parks and Recreation Department, the Elks Lodge, the Emblem Club, and other volunteers for their help with National Get Outdoors Day preparations. Sig Burrell, Brad Hunter, Joe Teeter, and Jim Stewart got a special mention for their help on the project.
With that, we would like the three of you to cut the ribbon.
We try to do it all together.
Okay? Can I see? Why can't you get a little closer?
In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.